Eddle's begun. I've started to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the day when we crown Hashem as King. And it's obvious that part of our Eddle Avoida, our Eddle preparation, has to be working on our tefillah, investing in our davening. Perhaps if only for the simple reason that the main way that we connect on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is through tefillah. And if we haven't exercised those spiritual muscles in the weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, then when we get there and we're standing up, we're sitting down, and we're trying to engage in our tefillah on the day or on those days, it's going to be so much harder. Tefillah needs investment. It needs work. It needs planning. It needs preparation. It doesn't just happen by itself. It's not possible for a human being to engage for so many hours and try and have a meaningful experience and a powerful spiritual experience without practicing, without investing and preparing. This works on two levels. On the one hand, so much of our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is new. There are many piyutim that we say that we do not even mention during the year. The words are difficult to understand. They're poetic. They have many different hints and allusions to different psukim, different statements of Chazal. And in general, the amidas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a different nusach, a different syntax. We're saying words we simply don't say the rest of the year. So of course, those need to be prepared. But there's a huge part of our tefillah that we do say every day. Be it Psukid Zimra. Be it the first three and the last three brachas of every single Amida. They don't change, save for the insertions of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And they are very, very much part of our Rosh Hashanah Davening. So perhaps one way to start to prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is to spend a bit of time over the next week, maybe a little bit longer, working on the first bracha, maybe even further, of the Amida. Because that's something we're saying every day anyway and will create the central pillar of our Rosh Hashanah davening. Because of all the things that we say in Rosh Hashanah, if we don't have kavanah in the first bracha of the Amida, if we don't know what we're saying, then it's almost as if it's not worth davening. And therefore, this first bracha of the Amida, which really sets the tone for the rest of the Amida, everything goes after the beginning. If we can get that right and we can work on that this month, our Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening will be totally different. It's the bracha that tells us who we're talking to, that defines the parameters of the relationship between us and Hashem, that puts things in perspective. If Rosh Hashanah is a day about crowning Hashem as King, a crucial place and space to be able to do that in is the first bracha of the Amida. And therefore it makes sense during Elul, certainly during the first weeks of Elul, to spend time investing in that bracha, because we'll be saying it multiple times between now and Rosh Hashanah. So it's not just practicing for Rosh Hashanah. We even get to do it for real now. We're saying part of our Rosh Hashanah davening already during Elul every single day of the year. So if we can invest in that, be'ezras Hashem, over the coming weeks, we should find ourselves in a far better place come Rosh Hashanah.